Nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart. Draw me, my Savior, how precious thou art. Glory, O glory, close to thy rest.
Spoken already, and we've heard from others. The Lord has spoken to us. That's best of all. But while I was in prayer meeting this afternoon, maybe it was because of something that someone prayed, but I almost felt like reading just a passage from Romans. The Lord reminded me of it again. Perhaps it was for this meeting tonight. And it's very familiar to us. But it says there, I beseech you, therefore, Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship, says in the NIV. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let me read it to you in the King James. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So let's sing number 362. All to Jesus I surrender. Praise God. have to bring our consecration up to date. You may have surrendered to the Lord, but you know you're going through a new time in your life. And we need to reaffirm the fact that we're all His. Praise God. And so all of us can sing this. Let's sing it right to Jesus. Amen. 362. Especially I want you to sing that chorus and come up front here and kneel down. We want to pray for you. You know, you can sing these songs and I can let you go and we can forget about it all by tomorrow morning. But you know, there's something about taking a step, a very tangible step, that somehow solidifies something in your soul between you and God. And I don't always call young people to the altar, and I don't always have these type of services, altar services, but I just feel in my heart tonight we need to do that. And so as we sing that chorus again, if God has been dealing with you, and we can pray with you, and I'd ask other of the adults to come, help me pray with these young people. Let's believe that God wins a victory in our lives tonight that will last for eternity. Praise God. Let's sing that in closing, and then our prayer will be our praying one for another.
I surrender.
see
that are willing to surrender fully to Jesus, Lord. We can't do that without the aid of the Holy Ghost, without the grace of God. And so we're here at your feet tonight, Lord, and we're opening our heart wide to you and saying, Lord, empty us of ourselves, Lord, and all that we held on to, all that has gotten in your way. And Lord, we make room for Jesus to fill us, Lord. Oh God, to take us. Oh Jesus, for himself, Lord. Lord, and that is to live for Jesus and Jesus alone. Lord, let nobody ever come close to the place that Jesus fills in her life, Lord. Lord, you're not. Oh God. Oh Jesus, you're calling us to full surrender to you, Lord. And tonight we believe that you're giving us that grace to settle it, Lord. Oh God, everything under the blood, fully given to God, we pray in Jesus' precious name. Oh, make yourself so precious, Lord. Make yourself so precious to her, Jesus. Just envelop her in your presence, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.